You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. With me is TNT, Mr. Tommy Fury. Obviously, last time we caught up was just after your last fight. How's things been since then, Tommy? All good?
Yeah, everything's been all good, mate. I've not stopped training, to be fair. So since the last fight, I've got straight back in the gym. I've just worked on a lot of things that need to be worked on. I've just stayed fit and just kept ticking over.
Well, it's a bit of a shame that you couldn't go over to Vegas where Tyson and Billy Joe are. Josh Taylor's over there now. Seems like a good buzz there. You must be a little bit gutted about that, Tommy.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it just wasn't meant to be. But, you know, things in life happen, don't they? You know, that was a dream. I always asked to go over there and train, you know, around all them gyms. But, you know, at the end of the day, what can you do? You can either go or you either can't go. And that was how it was. So, you know, I went straight back home, straight back in the gym. You know, there's nothing you can do. You just get back and you get on with it. You know, that's part of life.
Well, at least you're plugging away here. Have Frank at their team, has your team kind of said anything about a potential date about when you could be out next, Tommy?
I've not heard anything yet. But as I say, like, it can be whenever. You know, it can be tomorrow because I'm ready. I'm always in that fight shape. I'm always ready to go. So, you know, hopefully we'll hear something soon.
Well, Tommy, let's talk about why we're doing this interview. It's a bizarre world, the boxing world sometimes, and it could get a little bit more bizarre with you and Jake Paul. But let's have it right. If you and Jake Paul get in a ring, it's a monstrous fight, isn't it?
It's a monstrous fight, but, you know, I've woke up this morning to him doing an interview with somebody. I can't remember who he's doing an interview with. And he was saying stuff about, you know, a 50-50 split, get out of here with that. How no one's ever watched my fights or heard of me before he started talking about me, all those sorts of things. So I've just come in here to say that, you know, what he's saying is complete nonsense because I've looked on DAZN, I've looked on, you know, Sky Sports. His fights haven't even had the numbers that my fights have had. My first fight back after coming out of that show was 3.3 million. My second fight had 2.6 million. My first fight had 1.4 million. And no one have even compared me to Jake Paul then. You know, Jake Paul wasn't even in this scenario. I've looked on DAZN and all them platform channels. His fights haven't even done as many numbers as me. So I don't know where he's getting that from. But I do because Jake Paul is just a shithouse. He won't ever fight me because he hasn't got a pair of balls. And that's just it. But I've come to the conclusion of that now. So, you know, you can't force someone to fight. If they don't want to fight you, they ain't going to fight you. And that's just, you know, it's plain and simple with him. He hasn't got the minerals to get in the ring with somebody who can even half test him. That's why you'll continue to see him jump in the ring with all these MMA fighters, you know, all these people that can't fight because he's in it for publicity to get a bit more coin and that's it. So let him crack on. But you know what? It's even bad to compare his name in a fighting sense with my name because in a ring, I'd rip him to pieces. And if you ever do see him, any events, if you ever see him on the street, I'm going to stick it on him because he's one of them people that's, you know, he's fake. He's just fake. You know, he goes on about he's a boxer this, he's a boxer that. He's not a boxer at all. He's never even, you know, he's not even a fighting man at all. You know, top amateur beating. But he's in it for publicity. And the things that he was saying before in that interview are just, you know, they're absurd. You know, before he even was mentioned with me, my fights were doing millions of views anyway on BT Sport, as we all know. So I don't know where he's getting that from anyway. So, yeah.
Okay, Tommy, I know where you're referring to these comments from, so I'll read the quote. It's on ESPN. He said,
"Yes,
his promoter, some old guy," he was referring to Frank Warren, the interview I did with him, was like, "Send the contract 50-50. He then says, "Get out of here with that. This guy only has articles written about him because of me. 50-50, take it somewhere else."
Yeah. Well, it's just plain and simple, isn't it? You know, I'm not bothered about a 50-50 split. You can, sorry, mate, I've got someone beeping in.
It's all right.
There you go. I'm not bothered about, you know, whatever. Obviously, if we was to fight, it would be somewhere even. It would be. But a 50-50 split, I'm not interested about no splits. Oh, one sec, mate. Just can I answer this call?
Yeah, go on. Just picking this back up with Tommy. We was interrupted by a call from Big John Fury, and I'm not going to tell you not to answer your dad's call.
You can't let that one go to voicemail, I'll tell you that.
So, yeah, you were talking about the splits, Tommy.
Yeah, the splits, you know, the split can be whatever it wants. You know, I'm not interested in no split. I just want to do everybody a favour and shut this guy up. You know, that's just what it comes down to. So I'm not really, you know, worried about splits or anything like that. But I'm just in a position now where I'm on my own quest and he's on whatever quest he's on. He's not on a quest, is he? He's just fighting no opers and trying to get somewhere. I'm fighting the people that I have at the start of my career to build on, get experience, and then fight the very best. That's the difference between me and him. I'm fighting the people that I'm fighting now with not the best records, but still people that will beat Jake Paul 100% because they're actual fighters. But I'm fighting them to gain experience to go on and then challenge the best in years to come. Jake Paul's fighting Binman and people and their famous MMA stars who can't put their hands up anyway. And he's going to keep doing that. He's got no intentions of fighting anyone good because he gets splattered. You know, and everybody knows it around him. You know, BJ Flores was in boxing himself. He knows this. BJ Flores tagged me on his story the other day and said, any Fury's a hard night's work. They know. They just know. So that's the reason why his ass has fallen out and he's not going to get in the ring and he's going to fight, you know, whoever he's going to fight. But, you know, it's not worth looking at because whoever he selects to fight, you know Jake Paul's going to win. And that's just the top and end of it.
Do you think that he's on a bit of a wind-up here? Because it seemed like he was joking about a little bit, but then he gave this interview to Max Kellerman on ESPN, and when he was talking, he looked serious about fighting you and the comments he was making. Do you think he's just playing a big game here, Tommy?
I think he's playing a big game, yeah. Like, when he did the interview, Max Kellerman, yeah, he sounded serious, and the teams were in talk, and still are in talk. But he's using any excuse he possibly can to get away from this fight, which is all understood because I wouldn't want to get in the ring with me either if I was him. So, you know, it is what it is. The man's a YouTuber. He's just doing it for a bit of publicity and whatever like that. But right now, as I'm sitting here, you know, I don't need Jake Paul. I know what I started boxing for, and it wasn't to get in the ring with some big YouTuber. The only reason why I wanted to get in the ring with him is because he was firing shots at me first. Everybody hates him. So, you know, it's just going one way if it happens. But I don't know whether it's going to happen because he is what he is. He's a shithouse. And that is the top and the end of it. Like, you can't say him otherwise because the only reason he's not taking this fight is because he's scared to fight. And that's it. He's coming out with all these false things about numbers and pay-per-views and all that. We've not even got to that stage yet. So how can he throw that about? Talking about figures and whatnot, like I mentioned before, I know what I do when it comes to boxing and whatever he does. So, you know, that's it.
What needs to happen here? If they get a contract over to you and Frank, I'm sure this will be a done deal pretty quickly, your end, right?
I said that in my last interview. I said, if they send me a contract over today, it will be signed and delivered back to him tomorrow. That's just how I work. Because when somebody wants to fight and somebody's game to fight, it will get done very soon. We've seen it time again in actual boxing where, you know, Anthony Joshua and Wilder, I'm going to fight that one in 5 years. Tyson comes back in the game, wants to fight Wilder. It's done within a couple of days because both men want to fight. Wilder wanted to fight and Tyson wanted to fight. And that's why that was such an easy fight to make. But that is not the same. That's not the same script here because one man is running scared and his ass keeps falling out every time I get on the camera talking about him. And one man here is game to fight. But when that happens, there's only one outcome. The other man trails off and tucks his tail between his legs. And the other man goes on to do great things because I know what I've got in the tank. And I've said it time and time again. I'm in this sport to be a world champion. And do you know one thing to being a world champion? It's having a pair of balls. That's one of the things you need. And I've definitely got that in abundance. And that's why he hasn't got it. And that's why he's a YouTuber. That doesn't require a pair of balls. And that's why he's going to keep fighting MMA fighters who can't fight because he's a shithouse and he doesn't want to fight anybody who can give him a test. No one. And I'm saying that now. He will never fight somebody who gives him a test now or in the future when he's had 40 boxing matches because he just hasn't got a pair of nuts.
Well, just in the small chances that you and Jake Paul does happen, what do you have to say to him now to get him in the ring and what happens in that ring with you and Jake Paul?
I don't have to say nothing to get him into the ring because I've said enough, you know, from my end now. He knows where it's at. Everybody knows where it's at in the world. And, you know, keep saying, oh, we don't know if it's going to do box office pay-per-view. Everybody in the world's calling for it. Every post he puts out on Twitter or Instagram, everybody is saying stop ducking Tommy Fury. Americans, England, English people, everybody, they're all calling for it. So you tell me how that's not going to do big numbers on box office. But anyway, obviously he's not that smart. He hasn't thought about this, but okay. And what happens when we get in the ring? Well, God, it's a complete mismatch, isn't it, to be fair? But it is what it is, isn't it? He's on paper. I've had five fights. He's had three fights. I'm not some great big Olympian who's had, you know, 65 million amateur fights and won every gold medal in the country. I had 10 amateur fights when I was about 12-year-old. So how's that work? But listen, it is what it is, isn't it? He's running scared and he will not fight.
Okay, Tommy Fury, listen, I appreciate your time on IFL TV. We'll see if this fight happens, but if not, you just crack on with your career as you're doing and, you focus on that.
Exactly, mate. I'm on my quest and I'll never get off that. And if he comes, he comes. I'll give him, you know, I'll tax his ass easy, very easy. But if he doesn't, I'm going to carry on with my career and do what's best for me.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.